Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of working with kiwis brings me to my kiwi apple bread pudding. This is a very simple recipe, and it's also a unique little blend of a dessert, because if you want to put ice cream on top of this, you can, or you can just eat it like that. I prefer to just eat this as healthy as possible, and this recipe I have for you definitely does meet our health requirements. Let's get started. What we're going to need are 3 kiwis that we're going to clean and we're going to dice very small. 2 apples that are going to be cored. The best way to core your apple is once you cut your apple completely in half and you're holding that half in your hand, cut that half in half, and then at a 45 degree angle, you can take that core, that really woody hard core, and put it, you can pull it right out just with a good 45 degree angle slice on your chef knife. If you're not really good with a chef's knife, I'd recommend using a serrated knife. Just remember to always keep your fingers back and keep your eyes on the prize, and I promise this is not a hard thing to do. What we're going to do after we go ahead and we core out the apples, we're going to do 4 ounces of bread. Now, they say with bread pudding, you're supposed to use stale bread or hard bread. And honestly, I can tell you, coming from a chef with a lot of experience, if you're going to make something from scratch, do it all from scratch. You don't need to use hard bread. I mean, if you want to, you can. But I prefer just using any kind of nice fresh bread to do this, just because if I'm making something and I'm putting a lot of time and effort into it, I want to make sure to use the best of the best ingredients, not something that's stale and going bad, because, you know, we always want to take into consideration that freshness is what makes the California Fresh Kitchen a wonderful opportunity for us to learn how to cook. What we're going to need is 2 eggs, 1 vanilla bean split in half and seeded, or 2 tablespoons of vanilla extract, 1/2 cup of milk, 1 cup of cream, and 1 cup of sugar. This all gets mixed into a bowl. And then what we're going to do is we are going to put it in a nice baking sheet or a baking dish. I use a baking sheet sometimes, but you can use a baking dish, and one that holds all this together. And then once it's all sitting in there and everything's all nice and soggy, I'm going to go ahead and compress that down with my hands and try to get a good flat surface. And then we're going to go ahead and throw this in the oven at 400 degrees, and we're going to let this cook for approximately 17 minutes. And I promise you, the results of this are going to be absolutely amazing. You're going to love this, and especially with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming around here in the next couple of months, this is one recipe that's sure to impress all your guests. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.